I gotta think your family is so happy for you. They must be so thrilled for you.
You know what? My family, man, is the best. I got a great support group. My brother make me laugh though. My brother, I call him King Negative. Mm-hmm. No matter how great something is, my brother finds a negative in it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like it. Like, I've called my brother, hey, Ken, yo, number one in the box office. Yeah, domestic. You didn't get released. What are you talking about? Like, dude, let me enjoy this. I'm just giving it to you real. Nobody else. That's his thing. In his mind, he's real. I don't care what it is.
Right.
It's the most negative thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I just bought land. And I'm like, yo, man, instead of going out looking for a house, I bought land. I'm just going to build a house. He was like, good luck. You got no experience.
Gotta love the rat race, right? Gotta love when someone has a bone to pick with you. They want to go ahead and make your work life more miserable. Never fails. You always have that person that for some reason, they just have to get to the bottom of something. And when you have that person eyeing you, then it becomes a comedy skit. For me, it does, because I don't care. But anyway, one of the things I do from time to time, I have to work on weekends. Because I'm overloaded with work. You know, everyone would say, well, the kind of job I have, wow, you know, I don't understand how you have to go work on the weekends. Well, the job that I have entails having deadlines and having things done. It doesn't matter how you get them done. And then you get stuff thrown at you in addition, and you're backed up. And when you take time off like I have, or vacation, or, you know, that stuff doesn't get done. No one else gets it done for you. So I have to go into work once in a while. And this last time I did, there was a little snafu. You know, there's micromanaging going on, and people check in and they check your logs as far as when you log into your computer and not log in. So there was a problem with that. They said, you know what? How do we know Minnow worked 6 hours on Saturday? I don't fucking know. I mean, Jesus Christ, I got shit done. So, and it's funny because it's not even my boss is questioning it. It's a micromanager having an issue questioning my boss about my time off. So that's the dynamic you deal with in the rat race. And I know I started doing the real estate thing. I've always believed in the vehicles of investments that are available. And real estate is one that I believe is the best one. It's the one that pays off slowly. But it's the one that has a lot of leverage involved, and you're able to fully capitalize in a buyer's market. So I decided to go back into it. Right now, I think that it's probably going to crash eventually, but I think it's a good time to get my license because the dynamics have changed in that market altogether. And part of me getting my license, you know, is just working in these other things outside of sales. But the reason, you know, you're going into the rat race and you're dealing with these personalities, and I've talked about that before, but then it just makes you think about your potential, about, you know, what you're really worth and what you're capable of doing. And that's a battle that I have, and many others do, I'm sure, about what their purpose is in life or what they enjoy doing. And I found out in my mid-20s working in a prior company in Atlanta, I said, you know what? I'm ready to give this a go. Like, I was ready to just fully maximize my potential and to give it a whirl. And I love that because I love competing and challenging myself and seeing what I can attain, because I just feel worst case scenario, I'm going to be poor. I'm going to be like everyone else struggling. So why not swing for the fences? That's how I feel. And it doesn't take a lot of smarts to do it. It's just a matter of your desire and your passion and your perseverance. And eventually you break through. You just have to believe in yourself and have that persistence. And I think that's something that everyone that has that type of capability knows that. And I've talked to too many people that have the similar traits that I do that encourage me to do it and continue to. There's so many of my friends and people that I know that say, dude, you're selling yourself short. I mean, by just doing the rat race thing, because you just don't know. Like, you just have the capability. You have the, and I know I do. I know that I can make much more money, and I could be in a situation where I have more flexibility. Even though I have my credentials, you know, people, and that's what they push you. I remember back in college when I was pursuing my basketball dream, it was like everyone just says, oh, man, you got to just go to school. Got to get that school, man. Just worry about that job. It was like people don't. They don't want to even encourage you to pursue your dream for X amount of time. Everyone say, no, you just forget about it. It's dead. You're not Michael Jordan. Forget about it. You're not this or that. And you, why are you crushing dreams? You know, so many people get so pessimistic about what you're able to do. You don't even know what they're capable of doing. And I remember seeing this letter from Edelman that just he posted on Instagram that talked about his English teacher reaching out to him from he went to a Division II college or a very small school, and he's with the Patriots, a wide receiver, and he put it out there. And the teacher said, pretty much apologizing to him, saying that, hey, you know, my bad on kind of trying to persuade you not to pursue your dreams. How stupid of me. And I think that, look, if people don't have a dream or something to aspire to, then what's the purpose of living? What's the purpose of just assimilating? Yeah, I just want to go get a job. I mean, you, why are you trying to sell the dream of, well, yeah, just go ahead and go to school. Go to school. That's the most important thing in this world. Go to school. Get that education. And a lot of those folks, they say that don't even have it. So how can you fucking tell me how important it is when you don't even have it yourself? Okay. Like, I have a master's degree and an MBA. So, you know, I understand that there's people out there that are smarter than me that don't have proper or, I guess, valued education by society, because we have different types of intelligences. I can't go and fix a car, but someone else can. People can build houses from scratch, like my dad did. Guy didn't even graduate high school, and he could build a fucking house from scratch, like full engineer shit. But that doesn't mean he's dumb, right? It's just we all have different types of smarts, of skill set. But unfortunately, society just pushes us to have the formal academia. That's the one that matters. That's the one that's important. And going back to the dreams and aspirations, you know, when people don't want to be in a rat race, man. People want to aspire to be something greater. But you have so many people at a young age telling you, you need to not even think along those lines. You can't even think to want to be a rock star or anything like that, because you know what? You're just going to fail. The odds are against you. And it's like, fuck, yeah, they're against me, but why not try? Why not fucking try? Instead of you just nixing it and saying, just forget about it, why not just go for it? And that's the mindset that I want my daughter or anybody that I talk to, that if you want to be an NBA player, cool, go for it. But just know that you have to push. You know, part of it is going to be God blessed, talented abilities, you know, that DNA related, and other, and most of it's going to be through hard work and perseverance. So if you feel you have a chance, you have an ability, and if you see someone that you can relate with that has a success, and you can say, why not me? I think that's more than enough. I think if you have an idea that's a business, I just think we don't promote people to be creative and to push for those dreams. And I think I fell into that as well, because, you know, you just kind of, you don't have enough people around you to push you and to support that. And I know as the circle of life is in the way that I'm a parent now, and I have a little one, you know, I want to aspire her to do whatever the heck she wants to do. You know, I don't want her, oh, go get an education and then you figure it out. You know, I don't want her doing any of that. If that's not her passion, then what's the sense of living? If she wants to sing, if she wants to dance, awesome. Let her pursue it for as long as she can. And she will know. She will know when it's time to hang it up. Just like I knew, just like many other people know. It's like you want to give them that dream and let them realize it when it's not there anymore. And say, okay, I tried it. You have that peace of mind. You still love it. But you go back into the real world. And the way I feel is, like, look, when it comes to education, when it comes to all these things that we kind of accept in our society, you can always go back and do that. You could be 40 years old and go back to college or get your high school diploma, whatever it is. Education is something you can always go back and get, all right? And I think that's something that, unfortunately, we frown upon in our society when someone doesn't have the formal academics or that they pursue a dream. And I think for me, I know that realizing that I have a creative mind and I'm very business minded. I can see things and I have the work ethic to do it. And I have the passion to, because I feel that is a challenge when you're out there hustling, when you're out there trying to grow something, there is an excitement to it. There is a competition within yourself to prove to others because, you know, let's face it, people just love to root against you. They just feel like, oh, you can't do that. Like, just they always want to push you towards the safe route. You know, it's like, oh, that's a smart move, my friend. Go to the army. That's what Puerto Ricans do. They fucking push their kids to go to the army. Oh, I'm better because I'm going to the army. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to be brain traumatized. And you're going to, and it's never going to be unwound. No offense to the soldiers out there that serve our country and for our freedom. But that's what happens a lot of times. Those folks out there, they break them down. You know, they train them to be warriors. They go through this high intensity fight or flight instincts out there in war. Then after 4 years, they're asked to come back to civilian life when they've spent like 6 years being killing machines, you know, and they have trauma with that. And it's something that PTSD and all these things occur where they can't handle it. And so, again, I mean, it's just very interesting to always hear people talk and not even be supportive of it. You know, heck, I mean, even with podcasts, like, what are you going to do with podcasts? I mean, I love doing it. I love talking. I mean, and I hear people that suck at it. I'm sorry. They just do. You could just listen to them. It's like, gosh, dude, you have no friends. No one likes talking to you. Of course you got to do this, you know? Of course you got to get on the radio and do this because no one wants to hear you talk. You're fucking boring. Gosh, I'm so bad. But yeah, so that's the mindset. But I think going back to what I was thinking about initially, biting back the apple of the entrepreneurship and pushing that, that's been a conflict with me because one of the things that I never wanted to do was to be overzealous about my passion. I have that gene. I know that about myself. When I want to accomplish something, whether I succeed or fail, I want to give 100%. It's an obsession with me. And that's the part that I have to be mindful of because that comes at a price. So when I go back into real estate and start doing whatever it is that I love to do, entrepreneurship minded, then I know that's going to eat at my mind and how I'm thinking and how, you know, how I view work, how I view my relationships, how I view being a parent. And I know looking at my dad, that's what happened with him. He was obsessed. He wanted to succeed. He came from dirt, literally. I mean, the guy left his house at 16 to go. He registered in the army and he lived with his cousin in New York. And he registered early and went to war, did all that stuff because that's what you're pushed to do. It's like, heck, what else can you do? You know, when you're poor, there's not many options. You either do the illegal route or you go to the army. You know, there's no formal education or you're not informed about the options, especially in his time. But he was obsessed and, you know, he was able to retire in his early 40s and he traveled and he's done plenty. You know, he's living life, man. And good for him, you know, but he paid a price. He paid his family. He didn't have his family. He wasn't a good husband. He wasn't a good dad, right? That's the price that he paid. But he's successful. You know, he doesn't have to work. He didn't have to work for a long time. He worked his ass off, and boom, he retired. And I think that's what many of us want to do. But then I don't want to repeat that. I also don't want to repeat that. And I want to be there for my daughter, be there and encourage her to pursue her dreams and to do whatever it is that she wants to do, at least try. And on top of that, I just want to be there, but I want to be accessible. I don't want to be, okay, thinking about the next deal or how to make more money because I know that's my personality. And then she's going to be looking at me like, hey, Dad, why are you on the computer so much? Dad, why are you on your phone so much? I already get that once in a while, but my point being is that I know I will get to another level because I feel I'm behind, because I feel I'm in the hole, so I got to catch up. And it's no different in basketball. When I started back in my junior high school, I started. And it was that in my mind, I was like, I'm behind. I got to catch up. And that's something that sticks with you. But not everyone's built that way. Some people are just happy going to work, paying their bills, coming home, and then just scheduling their free time. You know, they have no ambitions, or they feel they can't do it because, you know, they'll find 15 reasons why they can't do it. It's like they just don't feel they're the exception, or they don't even try. That's the key word I keep saying. It's like you don't even want to try. So how do you even fucking know? And that's where I've realized that growing up, people just want to push you towards that route, the safe route, because they don't want to see you fail. You know, God forbid you fail. Oh, my God. It's the worst thing that can happen. And I think in society, we need to push our kids, man, to strive, to fail. It's okay. You know, whatever it is you want to do, do it. You know, as long as you're not hurting other people, as long as you have a passion for it and you are ready to commit and pay that price, go for it and see where you land, right? I mean, and let time, and at the end of the day, you can always come back and get a fucking job and deal with people that are micromanaging you. You know, people that are so obsessed with their job, you know, like that, this is all they're worth. You know, these are people that we work with that they have no kids, right? Their kids are growing up. They have nothing else to do, empty nesters. And they're obsessed about work. They're obsessed about gossip. They're obsessed about what the next person is doing. And that's their life. And good for them. You know, if that's the way they want to live, awesome. But I know that many of us don't think that way. I know I don't. I don't care what the next person does at work. I just want to be professional and help others and do my job. And that's that. But I'm definitely not trying to play the survivor game, the big brother game, like I call it. And that's something I don't want my daughter doing. I want her to try. This is like last resort, her going to an office job. Last fucking resort. Unless she really wants to be an accountant behind a cubicle, go for it. But if that's not your dream, if you want to be a princess, if you want to be a mermaid, whatever it is the fuck you want to be, I mean, who am I to say no? Try it. And I think we owe it to everyone, especially to our kids, man, to let them strive for greatness and happiness, because that's what life's about, man. It's about the pursuit of happiness, pursuit of freedom, to do whatever the heck you want to do and how you want to live life. And that's something that I will always try to resonate with my daughter. But again, I'm having that battle from within. So to be continued.
You can't be dumb. You got to live for the moment, man. You got to keep a good attitude. That's why I hate being around negative people. You ever meet people like that? It's always the push they have to.
This sucks. This blows. This sucks. Let's get out of here.
They could be in Times Square, New Year's Eve.
This sucks. Nobody's here.
I got friends like that. Not happy unless they're miserable. No matter how much good fortune comes away. Hey, you won the lottery, $40 million. That's great. Hey, they'll take a third in taxes.
Probably die before I see any of it.
What about the Mercedes? You won in the raffle. I gotta get insurance. That's gonna cost me. You beat cancer. It'll come back. Probably lose an arm or leg next time.